If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to The Rosecast, the number one Bachelor in Paradise recap podcast, hosted by a male and a racial best friend duo. Season's kind of limping to the finish line here. It's a war of attrition out there. I think five people left this episode, maybe more, in just an hour.
The star power's gone too, Rim. You want to talk about star power?
I do, for a second. And I also want to suggest that maybe every single person associated with this season be bumped down one notch on the pyramid. The prestige factor is waning.
Yikes. Yeah. I think that's fair.
I'll take it under consideration. Bump them down.
I didn't make any changes this week because it was only an hour, but I will put that, I will consider that for next week.
And everybody has an asterisk.
There's a huge argument for it. Okay, so you're on this beach with no other stars. All of you are losers now. You've all moved
even
down.
The stars, it just, I don't know, something about how this is ending up is making me feel. Anyway, we got some breakups to recap.
I thought this episode stunk.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible. It was so
bad. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, Rim. I thought this episode sucked.
The only thing saving it
was when I opened the app to start watching it, it said 37 minutes or something. So that was very nice. But this episode stunk. Okay.
I watched it and I go, I hope Baby didn't try to sugarcoat this and turn it into a... this was...
No. The only thing that saved it was the very end, the final rose.
Yeah, there was a little intrigue there. Yeah, they were just thinning out the herd. They said, we only, you know, they're cleaning three of the rooms tomorrow. We got to get rid of like six of you. We don't have any room.
Well, no, it's like all the stars' contracts were up and they're just like, we're not getting paid anymore. So we're going to leave.
Now, when you put Rachel in that context, maybe it was a, I have somewhere to be tomorrow.
I was contracted out through this day, and I have something on the schedule for tomorrow, so I need to fly out.
Surprised she talked directly to Jesse and didn't have a mediator, her agent.
Yeah.
Okay, the last time we saw Blake Moynes, and I do.
I didn't remember what was going on because it'd been so long.
Yeah, I totally
was like
with you there.
Noted too. I had no idea what was going on when it started. I could have used a little. This is what happened last time. They jumped right into Blake and Jess. I didn't remember what was happening. It took me a minute.
Last time we saw Blake Moynes, he was catching up with his ex-fiancee, Katie Thurston, who made an appearance to promote her stand-up comedy career.
Mm-hmm.
That discussion made Blake realize he knows what TV show love is, and he hasn't found it with Glitter Jess.
Mm-hmm.
That's where this conversation begins. As much as he likes her, they're just going in circles, playing in paradise, as he said. Playing paradise. No one's playing in paradise, no one's having any fun.
There's no fun being had here. The big thing is that he's had more time with Jess than he had with Katie, yet he was much further along with Katie than he is with Jess. Okay.
Yeah.
Katie's time is on the vertical. It's barely up. On Katie's dot, it's not very high, but it's very far on the horizontal. OK, Okay, you following me?
You're putting love on the... I would put love on the vertical. It's insane to put love on the horizontal.
No, I'm putting time. No.
You're putting time on the vertical axis? No.
Yeah, I'm putting time.
Oh,
so
crazy.
So they got less time, crazy. And then time love on is on the bottom. Axis.
It's never been done. So I know what you're saying. I'm going to flip your graph and look at it that way.
I'm fine with flipping it. Put the time on the vertical. Or no, the love on the vertical,
yep.
Time on the bottom. We got... It's on the top left, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the top left.
Shot straight up. Shot straight up.
See, I think I'd like it. I think I'd like it better the other way.
The point is made regardless of how you twist it.
Yeah. No matter how you like the graph.
Love is not even... they're signing the same ballpark.
Jess's love, the time is off the charts. See, actually, the dots are so small because there's such different in the love and the time. So we're having to stretch this thing out really, really far. You understand me?
I do. And it's like that that graph that just came out, one of those Kurt Goldsberry type graphs where, you know, LeBron will stand out from the pack or something. It's like the one that just came out and there's Jaden Daniels way far away in the top right and Deacon Hill way in the bottom left. And Jess and Blake are where Deacon Hill is.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
All right, same page.
Yeah, we totally agree. Deep down, Jess knows they're not meant for one another. She knows Blake has a point. She appreciates him for making it easier to leave her comfort zone, and he appreciates her for helping him open back up after his breakup with Katie. They say their goodbyes.
She figured she'd be hopelessly in love by now, and she's not.
No. Brought that dress for nothing. That $60,000 dress for nothing.
They break up, and they go separate ways. Mm. Split off.
She went down the beach. He said his goodbyes and went upstairs.
Yep.
Shout out to Kylie for giving us something. This was a very odd scene with Kylie. It almost seemed...
Had that been me, Blake?
Yeah.
I'm rolling down the window. I'm not getting out of the car. No. You know, it's just not working we talked about. You've seen it. There's nothing there. I'm gonna get going, okay?
Kylie followed him up to the Tahoe.
Why?
To beg for him to stay. And the reason he got out of the car instead of rolling down the window is because the interest is mutual. These two are interested romantically in one another. I will not hear otherwise. No one can convince me that, unless she was put up to it, like the time Wes remember when Wes went out to the Tahoe and kissed Danielle when she was in that? Everyone was like, where'd that come from?
That was
a similar situation.
But I didn't... You think she was doing it for a romantic reason?
It seemed to me.
We're talking about Kylie of Avon and Kylie lore?
Well, if you watch the preview for next week, they might not be. They might be on the rocks.
I didn't watch the preview. I skedaddled out of there. As soon as it was over, I skedaddled out of there.
It felt different than, hey, pal, don't leave. We love having you around. It felt like, maybe something there.
You're saying there's something there between those two. Okay.
And if there isn't, let me think that there is. So this episode had more juice.
That's fair.
And when he left, he looked at her like, take care. Like,
what could have been?
Call me. Take care of yourself.
I'll
I'm around.
See you at Coachella.
You know my number? Yeah. Were you happy with what we got out of Blake this season?
No. We got nothing. What did we get? What did he give us? In terms of what we were expecting, when Blake Moynes is on a season of The Bachelorette, you're expecting Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise franchise,
Golden.
any of those, Golden Bachelor. What you're expecting out of him is raunchiness. We didn't get any
horny hijinks.
Of course, we didn't get any falling madly in love.
No,
he did not. And giving horrible advice and predictions along the way. And we didn't get any of those. What did we get? He didn't give us anything. We didn't get shit.
Those definitely are the three things you want out of him. And he didn't give us those. But
he didn't give us anything. What did he give us?
That Blake that you described has been replaced by a mature, really looking for love Blake. This was his bachelor exploratory committee. We've mentioned Blake Moynes would be a great bachelor, wanted it for years. He's never been in a better position, in my opinion. So if that's what this was, this was a positive.
I don't think he needed to change for that. Like, you don't got to change. Be who you are and become the first horny bachelor.
Well, maybe this is, he shine himself up, polish himself up for the producers, and then he gets in there and he goes back to his old ways. Yeah. You got to blur a drawing he made every episode. That's what I'm hoping.
He's drawing all the women naked most episodes.
I made this portrait of you. Oh, this is night one, actually. I'm actually uncomfortable.
So you think there's a chance Blake Moynes will be the Bachelor come January?
Well, no. You keep forgetting that there is a Bachelor for January.
I do keep forgetting there's a Bachelor.
This is not the first time.
I really did.
Next January. It would have to be 2025.
Well, he's not going to be the bet. That's too far.
I know.
You forget about these people. Remember when we wanted Mike Johnson and then we never saw him again? It's like, it's too late. He would still be a good bachelor, but it's too late for how they do things.
Well,
it's too late for Blake.
I
think this will be the last we see of him.
Unless he hosts a nature show on a streaming network, a Canadian exclusive streaming network that I have to use a VPN and pay in.
You know, watches like animals making love.
That's the premise of the show. Oh, he's mature now. Anyway, so as is usually the case at this point in the season, when a couple breaks up, all the other couples are like, "Should we break up too?" And that's kind of what happened.
Hey, should we break up?
I mean, we were way more serious.
We also have no chemistry.
That couple in this season is Mercedes and Tyler.
Yeah.
Let's recap their journey so far. They had a whirlwind date with fireworks, some drama out of the truth box. Someone said Tyler wasn't interested in Mercedes. And then their conversation where he had a real blasé attitude about pursuing something long distance.
Super blasé.
Really could not be bothered.
And he had what will go down as one of the most secret and no ramifications kiss of all time with Jess. Just random. Random kissing. Both of them were in partnerships, and we never heard about it again, and never will.
That was not part
of
the package.
We're the only people talking about it. We're the only people talking about that kiss. You can't. They're trying to make us forget. I'm not going to forget that kiss. That might be the long-standing thing I think about this whole season, is that random kiss.
Tyler and Jess kissed. Yes. And while Blake was making out with Genevieve on his date in the ocean. It was a great scene.
Followed up with the Tyler Jess thing.
Mercedes pulls Tyler and she says, you know, it's kind of been surface level.
Tyler go over to Jess after this happened? I just thought about.
Yeah, he could have. He didn't need to leave, spoiler
He didn't
alert.
Need to leave.
Tyler hasn't been paying Mercedes that much attention.
No, he hasn't.
What's a girl got to do to get a leg touch on the daybed? This was a big, for me, Tyler... reputation management. She's asking him, did you come to find a fling or a real relationship? And then he kind of, that's when his eyes reddened and he gave that speech about wanting to find a spark. His eyes were watering at the thought of a bad edit is how I perceived it. Don't want to come off as a bad guy.
I agree.
Then they have a legitimate debate about the definition of the word spark. And this is when I really checked out of the episode. I go, boy, this is gonna, we're almost halfway through and they're fighting about what a spark is.
Well, I gotta be on Mercedes' side here. And Tyler's like, we didn't have a spark. And she's like, well, that's a bad thing. He's like, well, you know.
I know, that's what I'm telling you. He was trying to salvage.
He's trying to sell her on why it was okay that they didn't have a spark. If you don't have a spark, you don't have a spark.
I think she took issue with, you shouldn't have given me a rose if that's how you felt. Which I always...
Yeah.
And while I definitely am with Mercedes in that, he never took this seriously. Remember, when Tyler came down on the beach, I roasted him for being all about...
Tyler.
You know, Ty guy. You know, check me out.
The Ty man.
Can you believe I'm here? I'm Tyler. But I do think Mercedes' characterization of their time together was overstated.
Yeah. You don't even know about the kiss.
You don't even know about the kiss. Wait till you hear what he's really been up to. So Tyler returns to the group and says his goodbyes.
Yep.
Fun episode so far. Tyler and Blake Moynes gone.
Tyler and Blake are gone.
Add Mercedes to the list of people who should not the have biggest... been so quick to discard Will, a nice guy who never did anybody wrong and was portrayed as a disloyal wannabe playboy. Very sad.
You're right.
Will for Bachelor.
Will's just been shit on. He's been shit on since his season of The Bachelorette. And it continued on the beach for no reason.
They're playing
genuinely
him like a clown.
No reason.
He's not. He's not.
He's been getting played like a clown the whole time.
Any other comment on Mercedes and Tyler?
No.
It was eerily similar to Brittany and Tyler on Paradise After the Final Rose last season when they revealed they broke up and she was like, "You outside of Paradise, you weren't like a serious... You were just playing games." You know,
Tyler's definitely... You can see it in his eyes. That man is playing games out here.
I agree.
You're not being serious about any of this. No.
Let's take a quick break.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Almost done with the episode, honestly.
Good.
Michael got the basketball hoop for Olivia. I like that. Different use of the beach.
They just need more activities.
They need more activities.
Basketball hoops, pickleball court in the sand, sand volleyball.
I'm not sure how pickleball would work, but I agree. There should be a court.
I don't either. I'd get a paved little sport court. I'd get a sport court down there. More cards. Wouldn't mind more cards. More.
I would like cards. Dominoes.
Dominoes. Just stuff. Just more stuff.
Jenga. Activities.
Anything. Jenga. Big Jenga. Big ass Jenga. Yeah.
Tetherball. Napoleon Dynamite.
I wouldn't mind tetherball. Yeah.
Blake Moynes would stay on the tetherball, though. That would be an issue.
Running court all day.
All right, who's next? Pounding the ball. At the end of this episode, we'll predict the fate of every couple at the finale next week. I think it's a very easy group to predict.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life. I'd stake my podcasting career on
it. Me too. I think I'm going to do that as well. Aaron and Eliza. Aaron would like to meet her family, if she'd allowed it. If she'd allow it, miss, if you please.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. John Henry and Kat. Making out.
Boo!
Good couple. Good couple. You know,
boo!
Now that the dust has settled, they're a good match.
No, I haven't forgotten about you two, Kat.
Boo! Jordan, Tanner, Taylor, and Braden are free agents. Jess, Mercedes, and Rachel have roses to give. So maybe Rachel will reconnect with Jordan, a person she's been on two dates with on the show. And they do. She essentially promises her rose to him.
Mm-hmm.
No longer considering Tanner. Do you have anything else with those two?
Not with those two. Jordan goes back to the beach immediately after and tells everyone he doesn't think there's anything romantic about it. I don't know why he didn't tell Rachel that
was a bold
moments earlier.
That was a crazy scene.
I mean, basically walked away from Rachel and then went to a group around
the
fire.
The time.
Who knows the timeline?
But
I'm just giving what I got. He said to them, "I don't have any romantic feelings with Rachel." I think he said.
People were just sitting around talking to us. Hey, everyone. Me and Rachel, I don't know. I'm not really into it.
I'm not into it. She is. I'm not.
this was crazy only not only because you're almost at the end and it's what other relationship are you going to forge here? But two, like, I'm surprised someone didn't say, dude, you're Jordan. You got sent home on a, like, you're Jordan. This is a best case scenario situation for you, is to leave with Rachel in a relationship and break up after. That's, as far as your paradise career, that's maxing it out.
A lot of people out here don't have their eyes on the prize, the social media prize,
I think they all do.
The fame and fortune prize. I don't think they do, because they're not doing things that tell me they are. They're just leaving. They're not making choices based on what would give them the most
sticking
fame.
Around. Yeah. Jordan wants to explore things with the newly broken up with Mercedes. Easy. Okay. Maybe he knows what he's doing. Easy way to get a rose. Pop over to the person who just dumped someone and say, hey, I think you deserve the world. Shoulder to cry on.
Yep.
Jordan positioned himself to definitely get a rose no matter what. He's either going to get Rachel's rose, which she promised him, or maybe Mercedes' rose. Great spot. Iron's in the fire. Jess, looking to do some exploring of her own. How about Brayden? Mr.
Brayden
Exploration.
Pulls Jess. Mr. Let's see what's there.
Give it a shot.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give anything a shot. I heard you wanted a box of chocolates. Here's a box of chocolates.
Melted.
Now, had that been me, okay, where's the box?
What do you mean?
Where's the box? It was a two-thing chocolate box, right? I'm asking for a chocolate thing, I want the Russell Stover 40 piece.
You don't
want
two
flavors on the box.
Yeah.
This isn't a box of chocolates. This is you brought me a chocolate. I understand that it is in a box, but that's not what a box of chocolates is, Rim.
No, if the I bring standard you a, is min like 15
if
chocolates.
If I bring you a shoebox with one chocolate in it, which is essentially what this was, does that mean I brought you a box of chocolates? No, you're asking for a box of chocolates that you've never received, that you've seen other people get, the big boxes with the many flavors, and you can see what flavors you're eating with the map, with the key,
the map, the key
to it.
The legend.
You have to have the key. If it doesn't have a key, if it doesn't have the legend, then it's not a box of chocolates. So
I wouldn't be surprised if Brayden actually made one with a pencil, and but you turn the thing over, and they both just said regular chocolate on each oval. Just chocolate.
This was just a handmade box with two chocolates in it for them to enjoy.
What was
it? A box of chocolates. You're going to try, as a brain guy, you're going to try to spin this however you want to spin it, but you're not changing my mind.
One, it was a pretty short notice thing. I don't even know when she referenced that. And two, he was with somebody else like that afternoon, so he had to cook this up quickly. And you could argue that he put more effort into it than having somebody go fetch a Russell Stover from the CVS.
Someone go to the store and get me a 40-piece box of chocolates,
no.
Please. That's
he
all.
He probably made those chocolates.
$20. He probably did make those chocolates. That's not what she's asking for. Yeah. I didn't ask for your homemade chocolate recipe. I want the fucking fudge, the raspberry fudge.
Well, he made a couple. These were chocolates. These were CBD chocolates that he brought. That he got on the plane.
Definitely
no,
CBD chocolates.
He actually drove the paradise now that I think about it. Meanwhile, Tanner is also interested in Jess. But he has no gifts. He will have to rely on his good looks. Never given anyone a gift in his life. First, Taylor is talking to her for a bit, but obviously Taylor knows his role here. When Tanner approaches, you step aside and you fluff the pillow for him and say, sir, good luck to you. Doff my cap. Sorry
well
for talking
played.
To Jess ever. What did you make of Tanner and Jess's chat?
I mean, it's just two people that are. I guess they're just going to continue playing here.
They're just playing.
They're just sticking around. What do you want me to say about these two? Is there something there? No, absolutely not. I don't think either of them cares about the other person at all. And we're a day away from us leaving. So what are we even doing here? I think we need more warm bodies here on this beach for the big mixer we have planned for next episode. Will you two please just stick around? Please, Tanner and Jess. We can't have everyone leave.
That's
and it'd be a mixer with Avon in Aaron, the Boring Brothers, and their dates. Where they...
Who's that? Aaron?
They don't...
Oh, Aaron. Okay, I forgot about him. Yeah.
The
Aaron
Boring Brothers.
Yeah. The Boring Brothers.
You just can't have those four people there at the mixer. You gotta have some more warm bodies there.
I can't imagine that. Aaron, Eliza, Avon, and Kylie. Yeah.
They might not even go. Like, no, I think we're kind of past that now.
Yeah. Well, it's too late. The event is too late for them to stay up.
I might stop by.
Yeah. You want to head out? That's what Kylie and Avon would say. Tanner and Jess, he says, I'll be your shoulder to cry on. She says, yeah, okay. What about Rachel? He says, not really happening. More of a friend deal. I don't want to leave without getting to know you. She says, fine. And that's kind of where they're at. Like, fine, I agree to that.
Fine. Yeah.
So that was the cocktail party. A very fun, high stakes cocktail party. After the breakup, we had truly cockroaches scampering, when the light was turned on, trying to find safety. Mercedes and Jess are the big players. Where will their roses go? I was curious about that.
Who cares?
Yeah, but after thinking about it for 2 seconds, I thought, what does it matter?
I don't care.
What is the point of these roses? Mercedes could give her rose to Jesse. It doesn't matter.
If your rose is up in the air at this point, you need to leave. Okay?
I agree, but at the same time, like you just said, I don't want
them. You have to have people there. You have to have people there. I don't want them to leave, but if I'm them, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're stuck with couples we mostly are uninterested in.
Over.
And then a bunch of couples that aren't real, that aren't serious, I love you, but you're not serious people. Mm-hmm. And this is just, we limp to the finish line every season of Paradise. This always happens.
Yeah, it does.
Here are the roses. Eliza to Aaron.
I think this might be worse than ever, though.
I think so, too.
Sometimes at the end of the season mixer, there's some shit that goes down. Some big shit. I remember some shit going down. I don't remember exactly what, but I remember some stuff going on. And I don't think there's going to be any stuff going on.
These conversations that took place at this cocktail party go down at the mixer sometimes.
They should go down at the mixer. Yeah.
They've had a couple of drinks and it's really tense and they're right next to all these other beautiful, happy couples taking the prom photos together. And they go, well, do you see that for us in the future?
Exactly. Exactly.
Aaron gives her rose to Eliza. Kat to John Henry. Somehow are like, I would say, our third most serious couple. Kat and John Henry.
I think Peter and what's her name?
Canadian Sam and Pilot Canadian PB.
Peter and Pilot, fake Pilot P and Canadian Sam, I think are the third most serious. Something might be there. I don't know. They haven't been shown that enough for me to fully know. But yeah, they're probably fourth. Kat and John Henry.
Kylie to Avon. Olivia to Michael.
I forgot about Olivia to Michael.
They're not.
Very weak started. Olivia. I know, but a very weak Olivia episode.
Yeah. It was only an hour.
Didn't really see her.
Canadian Sam and Pilot Pete B. Jess to Tanner. Although we did get an all-time delusional moment where Taylor thought she said his name. Taylor was her third choice. Jess was choosing between Braden and Tanner.
There wasn't a... I don't think she knew what his... I don't know that she knew what his name was.
Sorry. Is your name Tanner too? I meant Tall Tanner. I meant Hunk Tanner.
I think for a second she thought maybe they were... His name was also Tanner.
Ooh, ugh. No, I meant the big hoss, babe.
This moment almost saved the episode for me. I burst out laughing. I was laughing hard at this guy.
They didn't focus enough on it, though, because no one cares about him. No one even, acknowledged it. They're like, no, dude, get out of here.
Obviously not you. He goes, did you say Tanner?
Me?
You said Tanner, didn't you?
You meant him.
You meant the high guy behind me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Tanner's like, sorry. I wasn't really sorry, listening. Sport. Sorry, squirt. Let me get by you here.
Excuse by you.
I'm surprised Jesse didn't even say anything, and he did that on his season where he said the wrong name.
But she didn't say the wrong name.
No. He just thought he had a shot here, which is not.
It was even more embarrassing.
He didn't even get anything to the camera. He didn't say anything on his way out. It was just really embarrassing.
Just humiliating. For an already humiliating. He, remember, he came down, didn't get a date card.
Didn't get a date.
He never
he came
got
down
a date
with someone
card.
Else.
He came down with someone else who got a date, and he didn't get a date.
Wonder if I'll get a date.
And now this happened.
No.
My goodness.
Yeah. Mercedes.
Ah, goes, is that Tanner? Ah, ooh, shoot.
Him? Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Shoot.
Shoot.
I have a hard time hearing out of my left ear. Yeah, that's on me. Everyone, that's on me.
Yeah. Mercedes offers her rose to Jordan. Rachel promised Jordan she was going to choose Jordan. And when it's her turn to deliver her rose, she pauses and leaves the palapa to talk with her team. Her handlers. Her team.
You think she has an assistant there?
Probably.
I bet
talking
she
to
does
the producers.
Too.
She's got to relay that. She's got to go between her and the producers.
Of course.
Her and Jesse talk, and she says, through tears, I'm going
to
head out.
This is really bullshit what you guys did to me season.
No, I have a different view of how this played out for her. I believe that the producers don't like Rachel that much and put her in embarrassing situations that they would not put in other leads in those situations. I think that's true. Mm-hmm. But I think it was, she had more fun and was more herself without the pressure of attention or the need to meet expectations, that it worked out for her. This was her best. This is like a redemption season for Rachel.
Yeah. I don't know. Did people have negative feelings about her to begin with? I feel like I'm leaving the same way that I came in.
I felt like
that she isn't a very important bachelorette. And I'm fine with her. That's all. That's how I'm started, and that's how I'm leaving.
I feel like I saw more of Rachel in her natural relaxed state compared to when she was the bachelorette, where she put all this pressure on herself to try and be something that she thought people wanted to see, and that affected decision making. And here she was just hanging out, going on dates.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, she tells Jesse she's going to leave, and she returns to the palapa, says goodbye. No roses for Braden and Taylor, who didn't get to say anything on the way out to anyone. Anything on the rose ceremony?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
Next week's preview showed that Aaron is in love with Eliza. Kat thinks she's getting engaged to John Henry. She's probably wrong. Avon and Kylie had a little like, he said, that seems to be all you're thinking about is engagement. He was pushing back a little bit on engagement.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then someone is getting married. Probably not from this cast. I hope not from this cast. But there will be a short wedding on the beach.
Who do you think it's going to be?
I don't know.
Who else got engaged last season?
Thomas and Becca were 2 seasons ago, I believe.
But they're married.
I think they're married. I think we're looking at whoever got married here also had a real wedding ceremony. Okay. Yeah.
So it's probably a double. It's not a real wedding.
I would guess.
Is Jesse officiating? Do we know that?
I would be shocked if he was not.
Okay.
Here are the couples we have. We have Aaron and Eliza. I think they're going to leave engaged. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd bet my life on it.
Okay. Do you think they're going to get married?
I wouldn't be stunned, but no, I don't think so.
I don't either. I think Eliza once has been so focused on getting this happy ending that she's kind of almost going along with, to an extent, this thing with Aaron. Kat and John Henry. I have breakup hopefully, but maybe they leave together. What do you think?
I think they'll leave together, but not engaged.
And kind of unhappy. They will leave together, but in a fight.
Because she wanted to get engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kylie and Avon.
I think they'll get engaged.
Only because I saw the preview, I said break up. And then they reunite and are together now in real life.
Hmm. I think they'll get,
because they didn't want to break the lease. Olivia and Michael, I think, will leave as a couple.
Olivia and Michael, I think, will leave as a couple, but well, will they go to Fantasy Suites will be the question.
Oh, I didn't even think about Fantasy Suites. Yeah, definitely.
Because they're gonna get asked if they want to go to Fantasy Suites. And remember, it's a weird thing they do.
Yeah, I totally forgot.
Bizarre. Truly bizarre. one day, next week, we will watch. Jesse will come in and he'll say, wow, it's serious now. You need to go have a conversation to decide if you want to go to Fantasy Suites. Now, keep in mind, we only have 3 spots. So all of you can't go.
Yeah.
Or 4 spots. Yeah. So all of you can't go, even if you want to. And then they'll show us all these little minor conversations. They all scurry off to different day beds and have their individual conversations.
No, they go to the same one. They go in a line. They go in a circle. Like, you can see the next couple waiting in the background.
Some of the couples will leave at that moment. They'll say, we're not ready for that. We're going to go home. And then some of them will say, yeah, we're ready for that. 4 of them. And in fact, it'll be 4 of them will say, we are ready for this. And then they'll do the Fantasy Suites. And then the next day, Jesse will say, okay, now it's time to be really, really serious. Which ones of you want to get engaged? Which ones do you want to go home? And which one do you want to stay together but go home? Okay?
Yeah.
And that'll be how it ends. And then they'll have another conversation. They'll do another conversation on the day beds where they'll talk. It's the same thing 2 times. It'll happen twice.
I think Olivia and Michael have not been together long enough to even have had
entertain
a disagreement or even entertain the thought of engagement, of course. However, because of how weak the season is, there could be a spot open for them.
I think
there's
a spot open, and I think they'll take advantage. Why wouldn't you?
I think they're going to get the fifth. They're going to be 5th in line.
Yeah.
Behind Eliza Aaron, Kylie Avon, Cat John Henry, and then Sam and Pilot P, because they've been around longer.
But whose spot are they going to get then?
Kylie Raven and Cat and John Henry.
We don't have 5. We don't have 5.
No, but I think one or two of those couples could break up before.
Cat and John Henry is a good choice. Yeah, they might make it.
They're going to
sneak into the fantasy suites.
And then leave as a couple.
You know, a spot just opened up. Your table is ready. Here you go.
Yeah, unexpected. You get the bump up to first class.
Yeah.
This is a coach couple.
Exactly.
Jess and Tanner and Mercedes and Jordan are going to leave as friends. It won't even be an angry split. They'll be like, we're obviously just pals.
There's
just
nothing to split from.
No. It's so silly.
Split?
Why are they still here?
Split? What are we talking about?
So I predict 1 engagement, Eliza and Aaron.
I predict 2.
I predict 1 engagement and no marriages from that engagement.
I think there'll be 2. I don't even... I could see Sam and Pete.
Yeah.
We haven't seen enough. They could be really bonding on the side and we have no fucking clue. So
it's true.
I think one of those 2, Avon and Kylie or Sam and Pete, will get engaged and it'll be 2 couples.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be 3, but it'll be 2.
Previous seasons. We'll compare 2 engagements.
Yeah, how many... That's just good information.
I got the 3 most recent seasons.
Wow.
Season 6, this is season 9. Season 6, there were 3 engagements, and I put that in quotes because one was Demi and Christian, a fraud paradise relationship, an external relationship.
That does not count at all.
No.
That does not count.
From those 3 engagements, we have 1 current marriage in Dylan and Hannah, very recently married, 4 splits. These are things that occurred in the finale.
Hold up. Say this again. We're starting at season 6.
Season 6
had 3
engagements and
1 of
marriage.
Them was a fraud Demi.
No offense, of course, but yes.
Relationship. So, and then 1 of those 3 got married?
Yeah,
Dylan and Hannah. Is it 4? Is Demi one of the 3?
Demi and Christian are 1 of the 3. That's why I put quotations
around. Okay, so 1 of the 3 are married currently.
Yes.
Good success rate.
Yes.
What else you got?
Season 7 was 3 engagements, 2 current marriages.
Who? Do you get the names? This is 2 seasons ago, so probably Becca.
Joe and Serena is 1 current marriage from those 3, and Kenny and Mari.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
What a season that was.
That was a good season. Riley and Marissa were the 3rd couple to leave engaged. They split up shortly after the season. And then there were 4 splits, but from 1 of those splits... Becca and Thomas came an engagement, a marriage, and a child now.
Yeah. Wow, what a season.
That was a good season, success-wise.
They had 3 marriages still together.
three current marriages from that season.
Three current marriages from one season. You want to talk about success stories?
Yeah.
You show them season 7 of The Bachelor in Paradise. Anyone wants to come to you? I'm talking to Roastcast Nation here. Anyone wants to say, hey, why do you watch that stupid ass show? You say, well, check out season 7, you dummy.
And that's
who's
just
the dumbass now?
That was just the...
Okay.
I don't think anyone's coming to anyone saying that, by the way.
Who's the...
that was also just the... that was the finale. There are also... Noah and Abigail are still together, and they split earlier than that.
Wow. What anyway. A season, what a show.
Well, the show, they film it in a shorter period of time now. I think we're looking at... Mm. This is my point, is we're looking at fewer successes.
Okay, what
season
do we got
last season?
Last
season was 2 engagements, 0 current relationships, 2 leave-together relationships, 0 current relationships from that, 3 splits. So last season was 0 for a total dud. Although, a more entertaining season, I think I would...
We had Brandon and Serene, mm-hmm. right? That one of them. We love them. Who are the other two?
Not anymore.
The other one.
not anymore.
Of course not anymore.
It's a nasty breakup, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Johnny and Victoria. Don't forget about that. Johnny and Victoria left to engage. Michael and Danielle. Another nasty breakup. And
man,
Tyler and
really
Brittany,
thought,
another nasty breakup.
I thought
breakup.
Those are some good couples. I thought those are good couples, all 4 of them.
No. Okay, so any Paradise
Pyramid? So it could be 2 or 3.
It could be 2 or 3. I predict 0 marriages from this group.
Oh, really? Not even Aaron?
I think she likes the way he treats her, and it's not real life.
The guy keeps sending me breakfasts.
Yeah.
He thinks I don't like anything else for breakfast. I can't have something
different. I don't want to break his heart and tell him that I'm not a huge heart, toast person.
I mean, I like these things, but I don't want it every morning. I like variety in my life, okay?
Aaron, yeah, hey, I don't really like toast. I feel like I don't even know you. That's how his reaction. Yeah. Any pyramid updates?
Serious as a heart attack, Aaron.
So you've been lying to me.
We actually had a huge fucking earthquake at the pyramid, and it's now a fucking split level. It's not even a pyramid. The whole top has been completely demolished. It's really a terrible tragedy, Rim. Terrible tragedy.
Hopefully no one was in the pyramid.
No one was in there, but the top of the pyramid is gone. You wouldn't even recognize the shape that it's in, Rim. It's not a triangle anymore. It's just a rectangle. It's a short rectangle.
A rhombus.
Okay. Blake Moynes, Rachel, the whole top is gone. Blake Moynes, Rachel, Tyler, Braden, all gone. That's the entirety of the top 2 tiers. Aaron, Eliza have all been moved down a tier.
Love
we
it.
All know that. So there's nothing going on here. It's just a little house. It's like one of those houses that the reality TV stars live in and film TikToks. It's like one of those now. It's just a disaster. It's just a disaster. It's one of those social media houses.
The paradise
That's what this
house.
Is.
The paradise
is
now
house.
A house.
It's just a fucking kind of big house. Yeah. Just a couple floors. It's more than 2 floors, but it's not 3. It's
yeah,
like
it's
2.5.
It's a split level. Store and a half.
There's a little basement with some of it's finished too, but it's not entirely finished down there. You really don't want to be down there.
No, Braden's sleeping on the couch down
Holy
there.
Holy shit, it's a disaster.
Okay. I've got a couple mailbag responses, 773-234-7794, and while I'm reading them, think of a question people could give us. I don't know. I guess next week's the finale.
I think we want to know who's going to get engaged. I think we want to ask the question that we already answered for ourselves.
Yeah, who do you think's going to get engaged?
Give us the people of who's going to be engaged and if they'll make it.
Yeah. Just long term. Give us your... We'll make it a Blake mailbag. Give
Let's
us your long term predictions.
Under, you could do that or you could do over under a year.
Yeah.
For the relationship
Zero.
Lasting.
Zero. Says Rim. This is from Nikki. I found Bachelor in Paradise episodes hard to get through this season.
This
just,
one was.
It just feels uninteresting. Maybe since Golden Bachelor is so good, BIP is uninteresting by comparison. Also, I wonder if they brought Sam from Canada as a possible match for Blake, since he's also from Canada and they have fun personalities. I would have liked to see them chit-chat, but we got none of it. Thank you, Nikki. 704 area code, the question of the week for Paradise should be predictions on who's getting married. And by that, 704 means in the previews for the wedding we're seeing. My prediction is Thomas and Becca, says 704. I don't know who it's going to be, really. I think it's either Thomas and Becca or Kenny and Mari. And I don't think it's either of their... Whoever it is, it's their secondary wedding, would be my guess. Mm-hmm. They picked a tough season to try and sell us on a marriage. Everyone watching knows there's no marriage-worthy couple here. There's no Kevin and Astrid. There's no...
Aaron's the only couple, Aaron and Eliza, and Aaron's not a, you know, spur of the moment guy.
No. He's got a lot of people to consult with.
Yes, it's going to take years and years and years and so many conversations before he's ready to go walk down the aisle. Mm. Are you crazy?
And Eliza's spur not getting married without Aaron? Her family and friends there. I just know that for certain.
I do too. There's no way.
No, that's all we have.
It's probably Kenny and Mari. That's my official guess. A second Kenny and Mari, already married, but they're not going to tell us that, but we'll know that. But their wedding, that's my guess. I almost want to just look at spoilers. I really don't care at all. I really don't. I don't want to give off the idea that I care about who's getting married down here.
It's really not that.
Because we know it's no one we care about.
Paradise finale airs Thursday night. We will have our recap ready regular day, probably Tuesday, maybe Monday night. We'll need some time to think on it and really, you know, reckon with the couples and where they stand and where we stand on them.
Huge ramifications from what's going to happen next week on the beach.
The Bachelor Nation will be feeling the results of this season for a long time. Okay, that's all we have. Thanks for listening. Talk to you later.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.